Nolte, Democrat-run city released Daryl Brooks on $1,000 bail days before parade massacre. By John Nolte on November 22, 2021. The Christmas parade massacre over the weekend was not only preventable, but it was also predictable. The authorities had him. The accused, Daryl Brooks, was in custody. The accused was off the street, locked up, and removed from society. They had him, and then they let him go. And by they, I mean Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And by Milwaukee, I mean yet another Democrat-run city. And Milwaukee is not just a Democrat-run city. It is a Democrat-run city with a district attorney named John Chisholm. A Democrat, who publicly gushes over this madness called bail reform. What's bail reform? Bail reform is this George Soros-supported idea where there is either no bail whatsoever or bail is lowered to a point where it's meaningless, where even those accused of heinous and violent crimes are allowed back on the street. Bail reform is madness, left-wing madness, wokeitard madness. On November 10, just 11 days before he allegedly plowed a speeding SUV into a crowd of innocents enjoying a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, the Democrat-run city of Milwaukee not only had Daryl Brooks in custody, he was in custody over, get this, six charges, including, get this, felony bail jumping. This guy allegedly jumped bail, and they let him out on bail for a mere $1,000. The other five charges are second-degree recklessly endangering safety, battery, obstructing an officer, and disorderly conduct. This guy's got a criminal record that reaches back more than 20 years, a violent criminal record. This is the guy Democrats released, and he was already accused of trying to run someone over. Daryl Brooks Jr., the man suspected of being the driver, has been charged three times in less than 2 years with recklessly endangering the safety of others. Most recently on November 5 as part of a domestic abuse incident for which he was also charged with resisting or obstructing an officer. In the case this month, a woman told police Brooks purposefully ran her over with his vehicle while she was walking through a gas station parking lot after he had followed her there after a fight, according to the criminal complaint. The woman was hospitalized for her injuries, court records show. Brooks posted $1,000 bond on November 11 in the most recent incident and was released from Milwaukee County Jail on November 16, according to the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. He also was charged in July 2020 with two felony counts of second-degree recklessly endangering the safety of others using a dangerous weapon. Chisholm is now claiming this was some kind of mistake. He said in a statement. The bail recommendation, in this case, is not consistent with the approach of the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office toward matters involving violent crime, nor was it consistent with the risk assessment of the defendant prior to the setting of bail. Yeah, right. Twitter's forever, pal. You had him. You had him. The man accused of plowing a speeding SUV into a Christmas parade, killing five, so far, and injuring some 40 more, including kids, was in your custody. This is a guy with a 20-year criminal record and six charges pending, a known career criminal, a repeat offender, and a violent criminal, and you let him go. You do not need a criminal justice degree or a crystal ball to know what an unrepentant, violent career criminal will do. This is not rocket science. What you do need, though, is not to be a sociopath who puts a stupid and failed agenda above the safety and well-being of innocents, of the people you are supposed to protect. If Daryl Brooks is guilty, he was just being Daryl Brooks. It's the Democrat-run city of Milwaukee that unleashed the accused, that's who should be blamed. I also blame the Democrats who continue to vote for people, for sociopaths, like John Chisholm. This did not have to happen. What happened Sunday in Waukesha did not have to happen. Democrats did this. Democrats are responsible. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.